Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is Wednesday, and I don't know about you, but I'm super excited about being with our people in church tonight. Once I get to this point in the week, I am just itching to hear some preaching and to be helped from God's Word, and excited about being with the teenagers this evening. Teenagers, want to remind you, we'll start at 7:15 in the teen room, and we hope that you will be there to join us and to fellowship and worship together. Hey, let's go ahead and get right into our verse of the week. And this is the last day that we've got 2 Timothy chapter 22. So I hope that by now you're able to say this and remember it. Maybe you've been reciting it throughout the day. Great, great verse for us. Let's go ahead and look at it. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And we'll leave that verse right where it's at. And I hope that this is not one that we soon forget, but we contemplate those things, what we ought to be following after and who we ought to be fellowshipping with, all of that right there in that verse. Excellent verse. Hey, let's go ahead to Luke chapter 7. We are making our way through the Gospel of Luke. And of course, gospel means good news. And some great news for us here today, great reminders. Luke chapter 7, verse 2, let me go ahead and read that verse. It says, "And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die." Let me ask you a question. How often do you think about other people? Now, I'm not talking about comparing yourself with this person or that person, or you know how am I in relation to that person and what they're doing. I'm not talking about just being interested in what either other people are doing, or even what they have to say. I'm talking about having a genuine care for others. Do you think about the needs of other people around you? In your home, in your class, in your youth group, in your church, in your community, do you find yourself contemplating the needs of others and caring for them? And the reason I ask is because we have a great reminder here in Luke chapter 7. And in verse 2, the Bible says this, that there was a certain centurion and who had a servant who was dear unto him. And the Bible goes on to say that this servant was sick and looked like they were going to pass away. Here you have a centurion. This is a man who has clout. He's got position. And, you know, sometimes that corrupts people. Sometimes the more they are acknowledged, the more that they are lifted up, the more power they are given, that just feeds to the pride of man. And we really have to work hard not to just think about, okay, what do I need right now? You know, what are my wants? What are my needs? No, this centurion's teaching us something here, and he has a care and concern for someone who had no social status in that day. This is a servant. And yet we find that he had a compassion and a love and a care for this servant in a way that the Bible describes as this person was dear unto him. And really, it was his care for this servant and his faith in Christ's ability to heal him that made all the difference in this passage. I mean, the centurion sought Christ out. That wouldn't have happened if he would not have been concerned for a servant. And then if he would not have had faith in Christ to begin with, the healing would have not taken place. And so we see this as a double-edged sword here. And for us as believers, And for Christians, followers of Jesus, I think we have to ask ourselves the question of, is there anybody that is dear unto us? And certainly, you know, that should start in our home. Our brother, our sister, our mom, dad, are they dear unto me? And if they're not, why not? Because they should be. And then outside of that, in my youth group, in my class, in my community, on my ball team, are there people who are dear unto me? And am I willing to show them Christ? Or to care for them as Jesus would care for them, or as this centurion cared for his servant. So listen, don't get caught up in yourself. Today, you've got your responsibilities, and you should be concerned with those. But don't look at those and other things that you have to do so firmly that you forget about the fact that there are people around you who can be encouraged by your light, by your testimony. And we have to train ourselves to just get our eyes off ourselves and to care for others. So that's the challenge today, young person. Care for somebody today. Let's go ahead and notice the teenager of the day. We're praying for Alec. Take some time to pray for him. And I know that he'd appreciate it. Okay, thanks for joining us. We'll see you here again tomorrow as we start a new verse for the week. It'll be Thursday, which means it'll be a new memory verse that we'll launch into. And maybe you've got some folks that you think, hey, man, I can care for others by sharing this podcast with them. Devotional thought, that can help them, helps all of us. And just another way that we can spread the good news of Jesus. Have a great day.